Hi, Jason. It's Lee Aaron calling.
Lee Aaron, how's it going with you?
Good, how are you?
Very nice, very good. You must be
Good.
very busy these days with the press going on.
What I try to do is consolidate it into 2 or 3 days and try to just knock off a bunch so it doesn't overwhelm my life too much, right? But yeah, no, it's been good. It's been great.
I mean, what we're seeing on Facebook and all that stuff, it's Lee Aaron again. It's all over the place. That's a great, new visual that we're seeing.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it is what it is. And yeah, very excited to have this new album coming out and being able to just sort of be out there and just it was just so much fun creating again and making this record.
And where did you get the title for Fire and Gasoline? Because
Well,
that's a big difference, with the Tomboy video.
I don't agree,
No?
actually.
Oh, okay.
No. I mean, Tomboy, Fire and Gasoline is one of the songs on the album. And so, in fact, I didn't actually pick the title. It was a track. And so, someone else who actually signed us to the distributor, a guy named Tom Trumuth, said, "I think Fire and Gasoline would be a great title." And I thought, I can relate to that. The whole idea of Fire and Gasoline is just that it represents, a combustible nature, right? That spark. And the song Tomboy is, that song was written for my 10-year-old daughter. And that song is supposed to really capture that kind of young, that spitfire energy that preteen girls have before they get bogged down with the trappings of the way our media foists beauty culture upon them, where they're really comfortable in their own skin, and so to me, Tomboy really does have, that real, like I said, a fiery energy about it. And so, to me, they totally belong on the same record.
Now that I've heard what you just said about it, yeah, I totally agree on that. Good idea. And a good title
It makes,
also.
sometimes it takes the artist trying to explain their work for people to quite get it, I guess, right? But yeah, so there you go. There's the story behind the song. And actually, the video features my daughter and a bunch of her school friends in the video.
And I read, they're eating pizza and having all sorts of fun. I mean, that should be a great experience, for those girls to be on that video.
It was, and it's funny because I sent the link a few days ago when it finally went public. I think it was last week or the week before. I sent a link to my daughter's teacher because the girls were so excited to be able to show it to their class, and it sort of spread like wildfire through their school as well. So there you go, and she had said it just made her night. So it was really a great experience for the girls. And they took up the challenge. Like we did one short rehearsal with her. We brought them all into a room.
Wow.
I sat, her one friend behind a drum kit, and I said, just get your foot going in time to the beat, and tap your sticks. And I couldn't believe how these girls just sort of picked up the instruments and were able to sort of fake it in time with this incredible energy. It was awesome.
It's like that, they became instant musicians, or are they already musicians
Exactly.
in a sense, or
Yeah.
did they
No,
want to
none of
try?
them are.
None of them. Okay. Well, it's a
Nope,
good
none of
start
them.
to be in a Lee Aaron
Absolutely.
video. It's a good thing. Tour's coming up this summer.
The tour dates are just starting to come in for the summer. Right now, I think you probably only see two or three on my site, but in the next month, you're going to see a lot more tour dates. We're going to be doing some festivals throughout the summer. A lot of the times it's the success of the record will sort of dictate the demand of the band at certain places at certain times. So I think for this summer we're going to concentrate on Canada and hopefully get over to Europe for some shows as well.
What do you think of the online presence today? You're working hard on Facebook and all that good stuff.
What do I think? Well, it's certainly a different world than it used to be. And I think that, I have mixed feelings about social media. I think that to some degree, it's great because it allows you to be connected to people halfway around the world, and to be able to put, obviously, to be able to put your art out there, your music out there, and have people see it. The aspect of it that I don't like is it's almost as though that there's no privacy. There's no filters about sometimes what is appropriate to put out there and what isn't appropriate. It's like people are, you know, want to know what you ate for breakfast. And I just don't think that kind of information is all that compelling or interesting.
Totally agree. And, you know, it's getting to that point now, you know, with people. Certainly online.
I know. I'm always being encouraged to tweet more and to Facebook more just about, you know, what happened in your life today. And it's like, well, you know, who cares? It's like, if it's newsworthy, if it's important to me, I'll put it out there. But it's, you know, I can't, you know, I'm not going to tweet about the fact that I had to take my puppy to the vet today, you know?
Yeah. And so, going back to the album there, Fire and Gasoline, who's all playing on that?
Fire and Gasoline was recorded at a studio called The Farm, which is the old Little Mountain, famed Little Mountain sound out here in Vancouver, with my band. So that would be Sean Kelly on guitar. Sean is my guitar player from Toronto. He's amazing. He's played in Nelly Furtado's band and a few other real notable acts. My bass player is Dave Reimer. And again, Dave's played with a number of very notable acts in Canada. Not only is he's a great bass player, but he's a great singer, and he sang all the backgrounds on the album with me as well. And the drummer is my husband, John Cody. So, and yeah, I fell in love with his drumming long before I fell in love with him. So, yeah, so yeah, he's a great drummer. And the keyboard player is actually an engineer that I worked with. He's worked on a bunch of gold and platinum albums, a guy named John Webster, out here on the West Coast, and we worked on doing some additional recording for the album together and mixed the album. And he's a great keyboard player, so I had him put down some keyboard stuff on the album. That would be John Webster. He's amazing.
That's great.
I feel like he took the album to a whole new level with some of the keyboard stuff he did.
Going to recording, what do you think of, you know, going to the studio in 2015, 2016?
Well, it's a different world. Again, a lot of the big recording studios have had to shut down because there just isn't the business with the advent of digital technology and all these software programs where people can record high-quality material at home. You know, it isn't the world where you go into a big studio and you just live there for 5 months while you're developing the material and recording, because nobody has budgets like that anymore. For me, it was really important to go into a real studio that had some history to it and record live off the floor with real players in real time that could make eye contact with each other in a room. I think that there's an energy and a magic about that type of recording that you don't see on a lot of modern recording, because albums are done sort of in layers where files are, they do file sharing. They send things back and forth across the country. You can send something from here to New York and have somebody put on a harpsichord, and then you send it back to Vancouver and you lay the bass tracks down or the background vocals. And, you know, it's a different product in the end. So for me, it was important to have a real band recording in a real studio in real time.
Well, it shows that, you know, it's a good quality, good tones, and a great voice, Lee Aaron, the great, of course. You're awesome.
Thank you.
And
I don't know what to say.
Well, you've been doing it for a little while now, and, I mean, you've got fans all over the place. We see it on Facebook, you know, they post old photos of, you know, from the other day, you know, just new ones from back in the day. And, you know, that's another type of thing, you know, people just post their personal photos of you. What do you think of that?
One of the things that's super important to me when I do a show, I almost always come out after the show and I stand at a table and I meet people and I sign their autographs. And sometimes that takes me an hour or two after the show. I don't like to turn people away, because for me, it's really important to make a human connection. I want to know, you know, who likes my music? Who's inspired by what I do? What am I doing that's resonating with people? And I really care about meeting people and getting to know them and knowing who likes the work that I'm doing. And so I end up taking a lot of photographs with people after the shows. And so when they put those up on Facebook, I mean, I just feel honored that at some point in time our lives have crossed paths and we've, you know, touched each other in some way on some emotional level. And, you know, even if that snapshot brought an instant of joy, you know, into their life, that's really important to me.
Well, that's good, and that's a good answer to that one. One final one, Lee Aaron. Spotify.
Sure.
Do you control your own Spotify account and all that stuff, you know, where your music is being broadcasted on?
You know what? That is a question I can't completely answer. It's a bit elusive for me. My older catalog, like From Some Girls Do, and be, you know, earlier than that, is controlled by a company called, the publishing is Pure Music Canada, Unidisc Canada. So to be honest with you, I don't really know.
Okay.
And I know that streaming royalties are definitely, it's a different sort of framework than download royalties compared to, you know, actual physical sales royalties. So it's a bit of an erroneous zone that I haven't completely figured out yet. So, yeah, that's a whole new world that I'm working on with the distribution of this new album.
Well, you have to go on it, and, you know, it's a good thing, I find. It's a lot of kids use it to discover music and stuff. So, I don't know, just want to ask you that. But, Lee Aaron, thank you very much for taking the time and this interview.
Absolutely. It was great talking to you, Jason.
Well, you're very welcome, and good luck with this album and all the great shows you're going to be doing in Canada.
That sounds great. I look forward to making it out to, I guess you're in the East Coast, eh?
Yeah, Nova Scotia.
I love the East Coast. I really do. I love the people. I have family out there in New Brunswick, and I really hope that I get a chance to make it out there soon and do some shows.
Well, we have to see you, so talk to you soon.
Take care, Jason.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.